For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Stop and frisk and racial profiling is over. That's what some city officials would have you believe, but this isn't true, according to teens from the south side of Queens.
I just want to stop police violence.
Jonathan is at City Hall on Monday. He's participating in a rally in advance of Rise Up October. 3 days of rallies and protests Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for actions organizers say is designed to stop police brutality and repression. Jonathan says cops put him against the wall and search him.
They think I got a weapon, but I got nothing on me. Hey, man, it is racist.
And even if students don't consent to a search, they are still searched, according to Deshaun Jordan. He says cops stop him all day.
For no reason. The way I look. It's sad, man.
And Jordan is only 18 years old.
They always want to search me just because I'm black and I live in a hood. Like, that's messed up.
Amir Johnson is 16 years old. He says he gets put in handcuffs, treated like a criminal when he has done absolutely nothing wrong. The students from Jamaica say there are constant police cars circling their neighborhood.
There's always cop cars just riding down Basie Way at the intersection. They watching black people. It's not even cool. They go to an area where most black people just be chilling. Like, it's not even cool. It's be undercover. And they just keep watching you. It's watching you. If you even do nothing, they just watch you. And then they go back and they lie to their boss. It's not even cool. They abuse their power because they got guns and stuff. Yeah.
But when they take their gun,
just because they got a badge, they think they got power. Exactly. They think they the man.
Yeah, yeah.
When their gun is gone, they nothing. When they go home and got their gun,
they the same as us, man.
Yeah, just like us.
The teens just want to be treated like everyone else. They want the harassment to end. The students want deaths at the hands of police to stop. So far this year, 920 people have been killed by police.
Some things have changed and some things have not changed.
Noche Diaz is an activist with the Stop Mass Incarceration Network.
What has begun to change is that people got a little taste of their collective strength when they are rising up in the face of that, and their ability to not only rise up themselves, but to change how thousands and ultimately millions of people think and look at them. I talked to people on the streets who, before Ferguson, you know, regular white people who were saying, you know, when I saw Mike Brown killed, I assumed he was a thug and a criminal, and all those people in the streets were overreacting black people like they always are. And they went down to Ferguson after they saw the tanks and the tear gas into the streets and said, this is not the country I thought I lived in. And they talked to people, and they saw the people standing up and demanding that their humanity be recognized, and they realized that they had been on the wrong side.
Dr. Cornell West also sees that a change is occurring.
I've seen the most crucial feature of any move from an ice age to an age that begins to melt, which is the breaking of the back of fear. What Ferguson signified was the breaking of the back of fear among young people, especially. Young people have always served as a vanguard, and once they are fearless, once they are courageous, it's just a matter of them having comprehensive vision and having an analysis of empire, capitalism, patriarchy, homophobia, coming together and saying, we're going to change this mess that we find ourselves in.
Organizers say Rise Up October is made up of three powerful days of resistance to police brutality and mass incarceration here in New York City and across the country. Protests on Thursday begin with Say Their Names. It's in Times Square, a commemoration of the hundreds of unarmed people killed by law enforcement throughout the country. This is followed by a rally in Brooklyn and a march to the Barclays Center. Then there's a shut down the debtors' prison, shut down Rikers action in Queens on Friday. And on Saturday in Manhattan, there's a rally at Washington Square Park and march to Bryant Park to put an end to stolen lives. The rallies and the marches have been approved by the NYPD, according to one of the organizers, Carl Dix, who urges you to participate.
We know what side we're on. We're on the side of acting to stop these horrors. What side are you on if you're listening to this? Don't say you're in the middle. Don't say you're neutral, because there is no neutrality in the face of horrific injustice. You're either on the side of acting to stop it, or you're on the side that says it's okay for it to go on.
For more information, go to riseupoctober.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.